This is the story of John's request of Jesus about whether he is the one who is to come, that is, the Messiah. And then Jesus comments about John the Baptist. The tone of this is, first of all, of John's disciples, his students, you know, coming to Jesus and asking this question, and Jesus answering them sympathetically. And then Jesus' address to the crowds about John. The crowds are apparently a fairly, you know, large group, and so this is a pronouncement story. It's a kind of, you know, Jesus addressing a large crowd. So in relation to the dynamics of this story, you as the storyteller are Jesus addressing the disciples of John who have come to ask him this question. And then you are speaking to the audience as the crowd who are interested in John, who have presumably come out into the wilderness to be baptized by John, and then of Jesus' respect for and valuing of John in the message that Jesus is now continuing because John's been arrested. In the background of this story is the assumption that Jesus was, in a sense, John the Baptist's student, that he had been with him, that John the Baptist was his mentor. And so that is also part of the tone or the spirit of this story. In terms of the specifics of it, the four episodes are, first, the signs of the Messiah, that is, John's question and Jesus' answer. The response and the inquiry for the audience about what did they go out to see, what signs were they looking for. The second episode of the third episode, the second in the sequence of Jesus' speech, is about the signs of a prophet. And that is the theme of this. The last one is praise of John the Baptist. The verbal threads running through this story, the first is the soft robes that connects the second and the third episode. The more than the question of the prophet, a prophet, and indeed more than a prophet, finally there is the verbal thread of John being the messenger who is sent ahead of you. So what did you go out in the wilderness to look for? And I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. They aren't repeated words, but they're a verbal thread that connects then those last episodes. The spirit of this story is first a spirit of inquiry and of Jesus responding specifically to John's inquiry. And then is this public speech of Jesus to the crowds that is wholly about his appreciation and respect for John the Baptist.